Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Go. Hey guys, Bill Spadia here for Speaking Podcast with my friends and co-hosts, Jessica Gibson and Jay Black. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Bill.
Hi.
So first of all, Jessica, I feel like you were very casual for this podcast recording. I feel like this is a day off. Even your at-home attire has been office ready.
I was on vacation last week, and it ended up being cold at the beach, so I had to buy a sweater, and I wore it, like, every day since then. It's so comfortable.
The beach must have been awesome last week.
Oh. It was windy, but it was nice to just be down there. Everyone was gone. The restaurants were all open, and you could just sit down wherever you wanted.
That's great. Just the summer season's really over now.
Just like the Billy Joel song. It's, you know, September in the shore. It's the best time. Sitting here in Avalon, right?
Wait, I've never heard that song.
There's an Avalon Billy Joel song? I don't know if I buy that.
No, there is. It's a Billy Joel song off of 93's River Dreams. It's him being a guy who's like a townie in a shore town talking about like the weekend after all the tourists go home. And it's sort of like equating the end of his writing career with the end of a shore season. It's a beautiful song.
Really? What's the name of the song?
You know, let me check to make sure, because I want to say
Avalon. Oh, my God, Jay. I figured you would not only know the name of the song, you'd know exactly the minute and the seconds of how long that track was.
It sounds like a deep track, off the record, pretty buried down there in the archives type of song, though.
That's what I'm guessing. The discount bin?
It's what they'd call a deep cut in the old days, back when albums were still cut.
Deep cut, I like that.
It's famous last words, 501 is the runtime on that. He was like the Beatles in the
song. 305.
That's what they cut his song down to in The Entertainer, remember?
Come on, I was showing off my Billy Joel knowledge, Jay. I thought that was pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah, very good, very good. But 501, it wasn't released as a single, and it's a beautiful song. I like the Beatles. The Beatles got to do a song, The End, which was their final song to say goodbye. Billy Joel got to do his famous last song, Famous Last Words. Beautiful.
So that works.
Yeah, it was his last album of lyric music. He said he was 40, and that's too old to be a rock star.
Really? Mm-hmm. And he had already made a bit of money.
Well, he had lost all his money prior to 93 because his brother-in-law, well, his ex-brother-in-law, he was married to this woman, Elizabeth. They broke up, but he kept the brother-in-law as his money manager, and the money manager stole all his money.
Yeah, even I could tell you that was a mistake.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, I'd say, listen, you're very trusting of people, Bill. I would say, hey, listen, I was with your sister, now I'm not. We should never talk again. I think that'd be appropriate.
Well, we can talk, but I just don't think you should manage my money any longer. I don't know. I think that's a relatively normal request.
Do either of you stay in touch with exes at all? Because I'm a zero in touch with exes guy.
No, actually, interesting. Not at all.
Yeah, me neither.
The last time, it's funny. Well, I will tell you this. I can share this. I dated Jody's roommate in college.
Whoa!
And they are still friends.
Wow. So that's either a compliment to you, Bill, or a huge insult. I can't figure out.
Interesting. I feel like we could probably do a listener poll and find out what everyone thought. So, yeah, it was, and they're good friends. Like, you know, they don't live in the area, so it's not, we don't see them often. So, but every couple of years.
I'm assuming it was first. You dated the roommate first, and then you saw Jody, and you were like, hey, roommate, get out. I want that lady.
I think you probably went to pick her up on a date, and Jody answered the door, and you were like, oh, I'm ready to go. And she was like, no, you're going out with my roommate.
Oh, That's it. But no, generally speaking, no, I don't think, I don't know. It's look, I think you got to make a clean break with people.
Yeah. Well, most of the people who worked with me wanted to make as clean a break as possible to the point of getting a restraining order, which I get. No, I'm joking.
I was going to say, I would imagine the court was involved in some of your exes.
Yeah, no, but when you break up, my whole philosophy is, hey, they're like, hey, do you want to be friends? And I'm like, can we just be dead to one another forever? Wouldn't that be better for just both dead to one another? I think
so. You like ghosting people.
Yeah, even more so. Well, I want to be ghosted.
But ghosting, Jessica, would imply no last conversation. Like, hey, this is the end. Instead, it would be like, hey, how you doing? And then gone.
Yeah, like no conversation or any responses after it's kind of been done. Because I feel like they still get birthday text messages sometimes. And it's like,
That's awkward, right?
Birthday. We haven't talked in a year.
But do you think I don't know. I have friends. Here's my pet peeve. And I love that people care. And I think it's great. But when my LinkedIn account, all of my different dates that are put in for different things I've done, like then I all of a sudden it must announce that you have a work anniversary, and yeah. All of a sudden I'm getting flooded with congrats on your work anniversary, and I'm like, it's the middle of June. I have no idea what people are texting me about, and I get it. You kind of use that as a reason to get in touch with someone, so I even try to respond to all of them, but I have to go back and figure out what are they talking about.
Right, that's what
I think Facebook has done that too.
I have to do that when my wife wishes me an actual anniversary on her anniversary. I have to be like, what are you talking about? And she's like, this is the day we got married. And I'm like, oh, right. Yeah, that thing. I keep forgetting. That and your birthday. Two dates that do not live in my head.
That's funny.
Do you know like the time of year kind of?
My anniversary?
Yeah.
I know my anniversary. It's sometime in July.
Do you know the year? I think Jessica's point was, do you know how many years you've been married?
16. 16 years. Wow.
Oh, my God. You were a baby, 16.
If I was forced to be married because I got her pregnant, that kid could drive right now. Think about that.
Wow. Well, I can think about that, as a matter of fact, that we've been married 26 years this November.
That's a lot of years.
Look at that. 26 years. Think about that. Jessica, you're on two.
Yeah. Two plus a quarantine.
I was going to say, so really you've been married like 16 years too.
We've gained some extra time on that.
Well, yeah, I think quarantine years add 7. They're like dog years.
Jesse, we didn't get a clear answer from you. You're a not talking to exes person?
Yeah, no. Don't talk to them.
Question. What? Because my wife has like 2 or 3 exes that like will give her the old like, hey, how you been? And I'm always like, yeah. I don't know if we should be answering these.
And she's yeah, like fine. At that point, you kind of ghost them and don't even respond, which when I try to tell like my sister or my friends this, they have a hard time receiving that information. I have no idea why I don't have a problem doing that, but.
My wife's
wait, like, what do you mean? Like your sister will be in touch?
Yeah, my sister will say her ex-boyfriend reached out to her to say this, this, or that. And I'm like, Courtney, do not respond.
Right. I'm going to say this as a guy to all the girls listening. None of us are ever just concerned with what you're up with. Like it's never that. It's always just like, hey, let me just throw my rod into this water and see what happens. Let me cast some bait out here. And if there's a nibble, I'm moving in.
Well, I'll tell you, that analogy was a Freudian bonanza.
A Freudian nightmare. That's the name of my autobiography, Bill.
Freudian nightmare, right? Well, I didn't want to say nightmare. That's why I went with Bonanza. Oh my God.
What about you, Bill? Is Jody, does she have exes? And if so, would you be mad if she did? Like if she was like.
No, I think now after 26 years, no, we do run into people, but not often, even with Facebook. And Jody's not on social media. She is kind of like you, Jay, just like no need for it. Doesn't deal with it. Has Instagram, but just with close friends. And honestly, I've gotten to a point now where Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, all great for business. Love the fact that we're in touch with so many people. But to me, it's an extension of the show. But as far as personal, people I'm in touch with.
Yeah, me too. I agree 100%.
Right? You know,
yeah, and they don't need a work anniversary as an excuse to text you.
Right.
Right. Well, that's why my number, I now blocked my number. That's my newest thing.
I know. That's why I whenever I get a no call.
How do you know it's me? Because I'm the only one that calls you with a blocked number?
Yeah, it's either you or it's somebody, like, it's that that scam where they're like, we're trying to get in touch with you about your long-term lease on your car. It's like, well, it's either Bill or a scam. So I'm going to pick it up and hope. If there's a pause between me answering it and your voice, I hang up. A pause means it's a scam. Your voice means not.
Not everyone would agree with that, Jay.
Is that you don't get collect calls and, like, you know, solicited calls?
Well, it's so I can call back numbers that I don't know and they don't get my number. Because I'm figuring if it's random, if maybe it's somebody that I need to talk to, my number's not there because I don't know how it works. Like if I get a note, I can call someone and not worry that they've got my number, and then we'll,
that'd be a pretty cool business.
If they had,
I subscribe to 1Password. It's like a thing that keeps all your passwords together, and they just what is it?
I don't trust that at all, Jay.
Well, no, it's like on your phone. It's not like in the cloud. It's like
I feel like you need it though. Oh. Those are so necessary.
Yeah. Your phone is in the cloud. I don't buy any of this bullshit. My phone the other day, I was on the air and my phone started typing a text that was like this long of all the things that I had just said.
Well, yeah, you accidentally activated Siri or you hit the button that said, I want to repeat the text.
Which makes me very unhappy and very skeptical and concerned. I want to go flip phone. I'm done.
Well, you know what? You're like 10 minutes away from like moving out to a cabin and living off of venison meat and you're close to full Unabomber, Bill.
Why? Because I'm looking for a ranch right now?
Yeah. Do you like venison meat?
Yeah.
Depends.
Meh.
I like venison jerky.
Well, when Kevin Beadle, our hunter friend who used to be a regular on Chasing News and I had him as a regular on the radio, we should do a podcast with Kevin Beadle. Jessica, you remember Kevin Beadle?
I feel like we have done a podcast with
him. Have we? I don't remember. But I never liked venison until he made this, I don't know what it was, like a tenderloin with butter, and it was delicious.
My students, when I was a teacher back in olden times, would, for Christmas, the ones that hunted, I'd every year get one or two kids just bring in a whole thing of venison jerky that they made themselves. I loved that. That was delicious. That was good. Although jerky tastes good.
I'm a purist with jerky. It has to be beef, and it's got to be only a couple brands are acceptable.
I had alligator jerky once at an exotic meat store in Seattle.
Was it a legal store?
It might have been. I don't know. All I know is that it was like, this is in 2000. It was right before I met my wife. I was doing a cross-country trip with my friend Chris, and we were driving. And we only went there because there was a girl that he met and he wanted to see her again. And
he left you there, right?
Yeah, I left him there. I was like, hey, you go do your thing. I'm going to go to the exotic meat store that we passed. And I went to the exotic meat store and I had like Cobra. And I had, now it could have just been like this guy was like putting different flavors on the beef.
It was all chicken.
Yeah, it could have all been chicken. But I tried like a whole bunch of stuff. And then it was olden times, so there was no like computer on your phone. So I was like, hey, where's the closest movie theater? And a guy was like, here, follow me. And I'm like, it's good that I'm a 22-year-old boy and not a 22-year-old girl now, because like this would be creepy otherwise. So I followed him. He went through a stoplight just as it was changing. And I followed him, assuming it was safe. And I got T-boned by another car. And we got stuck in Seattle for 2 weeks. And here's the thing. He didn't even hook up with her, Bill. No hookup with this girl, but hooked up with her friends. So it worked out okay.
What did that cost you?
That was a probably $1,200 hookup, but that's in 2000 money. So, and what is that? $275,000.
I was going to say it's $700,000. And you probably didn't have that as a 22-year-old.
No. I had to sell my blood in Seattle.
I borrowed my grandfather's car and we drove out to Wisconsin. My brother went to Marquette and it was late and I was tired. and I was going to check the oil. You know, the old days, you would check your own oil. There was a whole process involved.
Yeah, a dipstick.
There was right. No light.
So
the light didn't go off that
time? Well, I don't know. It was all kinds of lights were going off. It was an older car. So I opened the door. You know how at a gas station there is a metal and concrete barrier before so you don't run over the pumps accidentally? Yeah. All right. So I pulled up. I get the thing in, I'm pumping the gas, I'm somewhere in Ohio, and I have my door open. And I know I put the hood up, but I couldn't see because it was blocking the light. And of course, I had no light on my phone. So I'm like, oh shit, I gotta back the car up. So I backed the car up with the door open.
Ah.
And it didn't rip off, it instead crushed into the car. That was, so I managed after a half hour struggle to get it closed, and then, did it like, was it Starsky and Hutch who would jump in the car?
Yeah, or Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Bowen Luke Duke.
Oh my God, that was expensive. Needless to say, my grandfather not very happy about that incident. He never lent me his car again. I don't know, weird.
Here's the thing about olden times. Before there was cell phones, if you did something like that, like if you're in Ohio and you mess up your grandfather's car, it's not like you could call him ahead of time and kind of soften the news and just be like, hey, I'm on my way home. Just want to give you the heads up so that you can start processing it now. Here's what happened. You had to actually just like pull your car up and allow the other person to see what happened and at that moment get angry with you.
Like a week later. So I had to live with this guilt. I even tried to get it fixed. I'm like, hey, good news, bad news. Car's back.
Bill, that's when you leave.
One of my relatives had done that, and she pulls up her car and just parks it in the opposite direction, so you didn't see it for a little while.
You couldn't see it. I love it. I love it.
Just pretend like, oh, what happened?
Must have been sideswiped by a neighbor. I don't know.
Yeah. Something happened. Doesn't look right.
Probably an alcoholic neighbor.
So I need some input. I am kind of down the road on this, maybe down the rabbit hole on this. I want to get an RV.
No.
Mm-mm. Ah, well, wait a minute. Now, I'm shocked at that. Jessica, I would have thought you would have been no right away. And Jay, you would have been like, that's a great idea. I love this idea. I already talked to the sales guy today. You don't think it's a good idea? Why?
Well, okay. Let me ask you this. Are you selling your house and traveling the country? Or is this just so you can have it for when you're going to travel?
I want to have it to travel.
Right. Okay. You're not gonna.
Like, you don't think I'll use it?
You're not gonna use it enough to justify the cost. It's my wife will do this all the time. Where she'll be like, "Hey, you know what we should do?" And then she'll like have some fakakta idea, like we should get a hot tub. And I'm like, "Here's what will happen: we get in the hot tub for a week, and then it would just be a thing that we have to take care of that we would think we should get in, but we would never get in." And that's
I think you would use a hot tub. Jessica, what do you think?
Everyone I know who has a hot tub has used it so much for like a year or two, and then they reassess their bills that they're paying for electricity and realize it's like $50 for every use.
Right, so, it's expensive. But wait, what about the RV? Jessica, this is a good idea, right?
I can see why you like anyone would want that and like think it's fun, but I'm not me personally. I mean, it's gonna look really ugly parked up front of your house.
Oh my God, that's what Elizabeth said. Elizabeth's like, Dad, where are you gonna keep it? I'm like, I'm thinking of knocking some trees down and extending my driveway so I can kind of pull it around the house so you don't have to see it. So the project is actually ballooning into something much bigger than the original intention, which was just to drive across the country in an RV. Well, and here's what happened. Here's why. Let me just explain. So I went to try to find it, but because of quarantine craziness and all the lockdown, it is crazy expensive to rent an RV. Crazy expensive. Like you're talking about a Ritz-Carlton level cost for, you know, a four-sleeper RV that you've got to pump out all the sewage. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
I looked into this at some point. You know, they have like a Airbnb, but for RVs.
But I found that gross. I looked at that. I find that somewhat gross. I think people put their cats in the RV, and I just didn't trust it.
Do you do a rental, or is it too expensive?
Well, what's that?
Would you do a rental, or is that just more expensive?
Well, it was so expensive, and then I looked into like the VRBO or the Airbnb, like Jay was saying, and it's crazy expensive, and I just feel like I don't know where that RV's been. Like, I'm a relative, like, you know, I don't care about COVID and all that nonsense. I just think people generally, I don't know. Like, I like to think that my hotel room is clean when I enter it, which is why I never want to use a black light. I don't need to know.
Yeah, no, sometimes I prefer those Airbnb, the hotel over an Airbnb, because it's like, okay, an Airbnb can be cool, but I'm sleeping in someone else's bed sheets and they're not like
hotel. Right. Right, and the bathroom. How clean are they in the bathroom? Did they just wipe it down, or was there real sanitizing actions going on? So here's what happened. I had a guy call the show. He went to Florida with his kid 7 days. It was like $4,000. So I priced the same thing heading out west, and it came out to almost $6,000 with all the miles. So I'm like, wait a minute. If I bought it, I could use it for a year for less than that. If you space it out, then I can put my own RV into the rental system and it becomes an income generator. This is my thinking. This is where my brain goes.
Are you okay with the idea of other wackadoos getting in your RV? If you're weird
about once I'm done within a year, I think with the wackadoos that are going to rent it, I won't be using it again. So yeah, that's why they have insurance.
I don't know. It just feels like an albatross, man. It feels like people who buy a boat.
I was thinking it sounds like a boat. You're right. Yeah.
Like, oh my God, this will be great. We can have parties on it. And then like 3 years go by and you're like, I got to get rid of this goddamn boat.
I would love a boat.
Right? There's the two best times of buying a boat is the day you buy it and the day you sell it.
That's with RV, or is it like just nonstop headache? I just love the idea. No one in the family supports it. Michael does not think it's a good idea. Elizabeth thinks it's a horrible idea. And Jody just is used to my crazy ideas and just kind of looks at me like I'm nuts, figuring I will be over it in a week.
See, here's the thing. I was buying weights because I'm not going to the gym, and I was outfitting my garage with some weights. And you start in the path because there's a huge weight shortage going on. And there's like a lot of
articles. Yes, you can't buy them online.
Can't buy them.
Yeah.
I found you're paying a premium, but I found some reasonably priced weights. But then my brain starts going because the guy had other stuff available. And then I was like, well, what if I become that guy that outfits a full home gym? And I could feel my brain kind of twisting on that. And by the time it was done, I had spent like $5,000 in my head. And I had to stop and go, there's not $5,000 worth of utility out there. Just get some heavy metal and move it. And that's it. So just rent a van, get a conversion van, Bill. Be like a guy in the 70s who's creepy.
Are you dragging your kids along on this cross country journey? Are they ready to sign up for that?
No, nobody wants to go. And then a friend of mine bought an RV and actually did it, and his wife's not thrilled with him. So it just could be me and one friend and just traveling across the country. I don't know, because nobody's on board with this. Elizabeth said, I will not set foot in an RV. She's grossed out by it.
Are you going to get one that's big enough that you're going to need like your commercial driver's license to move this thing?
I don't want a hassle. See, I find that traveling can be a hassle. And I'm like, why? Let's eliminate the need to stop. Let's eliminate the need for, any roadside hotel. Because remember, I've done the Florida trip. I did a New Orleans trip. I got back from New Orleans. We drove straight through for 24 hours. And I'm like, I don't know that I would do that again. What if I had a bathroom and my own kitchen set up? I'm like, this makes perfect sense to me. I could pull over in a Walmart parking lot. I could relax, pour a cup of coffee, take a shower if I need it, and be on my way.
You're talking about, I'm a guy who, when I used to do Adderall, I didn't need to sleep, but I travel a lot. And I'm not a person that's worried about people killing me, because if someone did murder me, I think everybody would be doing a favor for everybody else. But when you pull into this arrest stop and you're trying to sleep in your car, you feel vulnerable. You really do. Like, and even as like a white dude, you're like, this is vulnerable. But to have your family there, those walls are thin, man. You could get shot up pretty quickly.
Jay, you are very worried about this. Jessica, why did this take a crazy turn? And now Jessica reminds me, we have to talk about Jay's replacement because he's back talking about the whole death thing.
I'm just saying if someone murdered me.
We need a bench. Who's the bench? Hey, who did we decide? Didn't we have your replacement picked?
Yes, Patrick.
Oh, Patrick Lavery, right.
I thought it was Troy Moore.
Troy Moore.
Oh, maybe Troy.
We can make them compete for it.
I'll say what my mom used to say to me. You'll miss me when I'm gone. And no, she was wrong.
We will miss you, Jay. We will miss you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw a guy online on Reddit that would come to your funeral and cry for you. And he said, if you pay him $1,000, he'll jump in the grave and say, take me with you. I'm putting money aside for this. I want this for my funeral bill. I want someone to come and weep and throw themselves in there and say, no, I don't want to live if Jay's not alive. Like that. I think that'd be nice.
That's so weird. And I believe that I'll bet he's got a decent business going.
Yeah.
That's like a Curb Your Enthusiasm story plot.
The lady who cries at funeral.
Right, right.
Yeah. Definitely take one of those.
All right. So there's no thumbs up on the RV.
No, don't do it. Don't.
Wait. I want to know, when you do your cross country road trip, do you go from like Boston, Chicago, like across the top of the state, or do you go all the way down south through Texas?
Great question. Up
to San Diego?
I want to split the middle and see real America. I've already started it out through Indiana, then Kentucky. Yep. Nebraska, Iowa, Nebraska, Colorado. I want to go that way and then go up and see Wyoming, Montana, and the Dakotas. I've been to 34 states. I've never been to that north, like the North Plains, the Dakotas, Nebraska. I want to see those
states.
Yeah, I want to see them. I've never seen, and I feel like it's beautiful out there. And I don't know, staying in like the Super 8, there's nothing wrong with those places, but I feel like when we traveled, we did a road trip, Jody and I, to New Orleans. Some of the motels were just gross. And in the middle of nowhere, you're not finding a great hotel. So I'm like, bingo idea. I will bring my hotel with me.
Well, let me tell you about middle America. I've been to 49 states. The only state I haven't been to is Hawaii. I performed in 48 states and 49 if you count Alaska on a boat. And here's what I'll tell you. If you want to know, like, South Dakota is beautiful. The Black Hills of South Dakota, like the natural part of it is fine. The Midwest, if you want to know what it's like, go to a Walmart, walk around, you're done. That's the Midwest. It is just
balls.
There's no downtown. It's all been killed. It's Walmart,
I know.
Target.
You know, it is true. I spent a lot of time in the South, in Arkansas, Alabama, doing real estate training. And yes, most of those towns, they are all oriented to the Walmart Supercenter.
That's it.
And it's like, I know, it's wild, right?
I mean, there are places, I'm sure, that there's like, you know, hey, you got to go to this place. They have great, I don't know, burgers or whatever. But for the most part, and this is not about politics. This is just about what the actual day-to-day life of these
people. Neither Jessica nor I believe you.
No, listen.
This is a knock on Trump states. I can sense it. No, that's what's coming.
First off, the reason why Trump people are there is because anybody who's good leaves. That said, those places are awful. Those just flat out terrible places.
See, I think the people are nice. They're genuine. They're hardworking. I love the rest of the country.
Right, but the rest
there's
of the country.
There's nothing pretentious about the people there. Like, you come around here, and it's a balance either way.
Right. But
wait, hold on one second.
People in the Midwest, build some stuff. Stop having just a McDonald's and a Walmart, and then I'll be happy to come out there.
Look, I'm not going to knock the Walmart. If I go through with this RV thing, Walmart allows you to park for free overnight.
Yeah.
I know. Just saying.
I've seen Ozarks.
Bill, you know what? Forget
Wait, the show? Ozark? I love Ozark.
Yeah, the Ozark show where she lives in a car in a Walmart parking lot for a few days.
Oh, my God, you're totally right. I remember that.
She goes back in and she stocks up on her snack.
Is there another season of that coming up?
I think so. I think everything.
Have you seen the last episode? Do you know how it ends?
Yes.
All right, I do too. We won't ruin it for Jay in case he watches it. Ozark is great. Great.
Bill, I just say this. When comedy starts again and I can start traveling the country, you can just come with me. I'll put you on top of the roof, Romney style, like his dogs, and I'll just take you all over. You can go with me and travel for free.
I'm ready. Look, my cheapness meets my practical nature. Mm-hmm. All right. I will have an update on the RV hunt and decision-making process next week.
Sounds good. We are at the exact 30-minute mark, guys.
Look at that. Outstanding. All right, guys. Good to see you both. Are we good for Wednesday?
Bill, I got to give the update. 5,000.
Twitter update.
I am now at 5,206. as of right before I came on. So it is.
I'm fact checking you, Jay. Hold on, I'm fact checking. Hey, can you see me?
What's that?
You're getting a lot of favorites and likes too, which is also a big deal.
Yeah, things are happening. Things are moving. So what are we?
What are you, Jay Black is funny?
Jay Black is funny. Which, by the way, to all the conservative tweeters that say Jay Black is not funny, it's been done. You don't have to do it. I've gotten that reply several times. Doesn't need to be re-speeded.
That didn't work in high school when people made fun of my last name.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Never heard that one.
Well, I just look at him and go, you're boring me. And then I hit the mute button and never talk to him again.
You are at 5,207.
Seven. I put on one.
Yeah. Hey, wait. Where did you guys go?
I'm still here.
Yeah, we still see you.
That's so funny. I cannot see you anymore.
But follow right. me, listeners, at Jay Black is funny. We're trying to get to 10,000 by January 1. Let's make it happen.
All right, guys. Until next Wednesday, enjoy the week.
Bye.
See you guys.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.